Mama June's plan to lose weight, Azealia Banks versus Rihanna.
Catch me outside.
How about that?
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live's reality check.
Girl, I know you ain't gonna talk on my intro.
So, how many people have watched this ridiculous? Well, I don't know if I can call her ridiculous because she's a product of her environment. So,
Love and Hip Hop has taken over. Trump is president. And the children have awoken.
I am Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. DJ Jesse Jennity is back.
Wilson. Hit me up everywhere, DJ Jesse J, and catch me outside.
So let's talk about her appearance on Dr. Phil. This girl
Young
has
Danielle.
Gone viral. Emphasis on young, because she sounds so young and so immature. Well, then again, we have Love and Hip Hop.
Girl, I mean, she was laughing at Dr. Phil talking about, you know what I mean? Like, when I see a car, I mean, if you leave your keys out there, what am I supposed to do? You leave it an opportunity for me.
Girl, leave the keys alone.
That what ain't yours. Her poor mama, like, see, I don't know what to do.
And I want to know how her mom is. Mm. Like, because obviously something, somewhere,
Danielle
we went wrong.
Needed to be met outside, and apparently she was, and got her ass whooped. So the girl recorded it, Danielle recorded it, and then posted it, because she said, I don't give a shit, and all y'all motherfucking haters, I think we have a clip of it.
Let's watch it.
Let's hear it.
Still to this very fucking second, people are still commenting on my shit, talking about some. She said she was finna be sliding. She said she being in bed, but didn't she get dragged?
Did.
Didn't somebody catch her outside?
Did.
Like, bitch, I will catch your ass outside.
No, you won't.
What the fuck you got going on, ho? It's funny because y'all talking all this shit while y'all in another country, while y'all over
I'm in America.
Phone, but I bet fucking 99.9% of y'all wouldn't be talking all this shit if y'all was dead standing in front of me.
Yep.
Like, most of y'all got.
Girl, you
so
be talking
much
too
to
long. As a matter of fact,
but half the time, bitch, all y'all's talk. Like,
y'all's.
What the fuck? That little girl Asia, bitch, she getting her ass taken away by a DC.
Did she call her Asia?
Why does she sound like Erica from Love & Hip Hop?
What the fuck is
that?
Danielle, girl, just stop it, girl. Just go away. Go, you know, she gonna be on the Club Flyer. Watch. She gonna be on the Club Flyer.
You think she's gonna get famous because of this?
Dating that boy, the tattoo model that went to jail.
No, he is way too. He can catch me outside.
Bitch, and he probably actually would with his record.
So Kelly Rowland says that it is really important for us to ask our partners if they have had any past gay experiences.
How do you feel?
Yeah, especially if I lived in Atlanta. I live in LA and it's just as bad. So, of course, I'm going to... And it's,
so, but wait, okay, what if he was like, okay, yeah, you know what, like 15 years ago I had an experience. I was very confused. But very found myself.
No, because sometimes that confusion just will come. It sneaks back
no
up
chances.
On you.
Ooh, no chances. No chances, girl. Believes no one can be saved, honey. What if he, you know what I mean? What if his decision was that, you know, at a time there was, when I was young, you know what I mean? Like, I had a lot of hormones, and I was just like, you know what I mean? I was just like, if it was a fucking hole, it was just a fucking hole. Like, beep, 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 beep. But at the end of the day, I've grown, I've matured. You know, I want to start a family. I want, you know what I mean? And I've given you, and we've had, you know, how many years? And now, all of a sudden, all these years together, and I've proven myself, and then you ask me, have you ever had a gay experience? And now I'm keeping it real with you. You won't be able to do that? Love you. Love your life?
No, because before he becomes the love of my life, I'm going to see if he has a male love of his life.
Well, he
I'm not playing those games. There are too many brothers, and not even brothers. There's men on the down low, and it's not fair to me as a woman. If I want to enter a relationship where the guy is bisexual, that should be my choice. Mm-hmm. Don't keep that a secret. So 5 years from now, all of a sudden, oh yeah, baby girl,
I have my booty tickle one night. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
And I just don't think that that's cool. I feel like that's very dishonest. And not to say that I'm judging, but... but I don't know. For me personally, that's something that should be discussed immediately.
I mean,
and
I see the anger, though.
Because it's not fair. I feel like it's very, very dishonest. And if you want... And it's people who are in relationships and both partners are bisexual. One of the partners is bisexual. That's cool. Do whatever you want to do. But that ain't going to be my relationship.
Not in the Gray family.
No, I'm good. I'm not I don't want to be checking out the same dude.
I'm the same way. I don't want my man to ever come and tell me, like, you know what, there was a time where I was fucking pussy. I'd be like, what?
No,
you can't. But if you currently still at the moment,
so how does Kelly Rowland feel?
I mean, girl, apparently Kelly Rowland feels the same way as you. Like, she just feels like the conversation needs to be asked because it shouldn't be a secret. And I'm just like, girl,
I feel like in 2017, there's a lot of acceptance, which is great. We have progressed as a society. However, that's a personal talk you need to have with your partner.
Yeah, and it's also like, but at the same time, it's like, who are the guys that you're chasing? You know what I mean? Because at that point, you're probably chasing somebody, you know? And it's also...
Not necessarily, because there are guys where you would have no... And Jesse, you know.
I mean, no.
There are so many men
out
here.
But at the same time, you also know. At the same time, girl, you know...
When I first met you, Jesse, I didn't know that you were gay.
Right, but I mean, time done told...
Yeah, but I had known you for a while before I was like, I was shocked. I was like, oh, he likes mens?
Right.
Good for him.
But I'm just saying, that's because you didn't know me like that. Like, but we weren't hanging out at the time as we were. There's never been a time in the past 10 years that I've been like, kept it under a fucking rock. That's what amazes me when I still have to answer that question. I'm like, there's literally video footage.
It's really hard to decipher, I think, nowadays, if a guy, and that's something that I don't want to have to do, because I don't want to put that judgment on anyone, like, oh yeah, you're gay, when you could just be very feminine acting, or you were raised around a whole bunch of women. I don't want to pass judgment, so I really feel like that's a conversation that is really important to have.
But that's why when you meet people, it's like this is why I can't stand dating, because nobody wants to have real conversation. Like, I just feel like
they don't.
Girl, I'd be quiet because I don't care what the fucking weather is. I don't care where the fuck you travel. You know what I mean? Like, what I care about is what the fuck goes on in your goddamn head.
Right.
And like, if people sat down, had real conversations, weren't so afraid to have conversations, we wouldn't be having this problem, because then you would be able to vocally say, you know what, Ashley, there was a time where I did mess around with dudes. Right now, I'm not. You may say, you know what, that cup of tea ain't for me, but I like you. I think you are a dope person, and I would like to be friends with you. And people can carry that friendship off of meeting first or second time. But I feel like it's this game that people play because they don't want to tell. They want to, oh, she has to get to know me a little deeper. And then people's feelings get hurt because people was led on, and you didn't think you were lead. It's just too much.
Especially people in the entertainment industry, because there are so many people that I know who pretend to like women only so that they can
write songs
have
about it too.
But I know these people personally, and I want so bad to just be petty and call them out on social media. Like, wait, so you like women? Or literally three people right now? I'm just like,
no,
every day,
you know, it blows my mind. You know, because if I feel like it's like, okay, now you're giving it.
You're being deceptive.
Don't get on a pedestal for Black Lives Matter. Don't get on a pedestal for nothing else, because you still want to stay where you are in the freaking closet. And I'm not here to push anybody out of the closet, but at the same time, don't lie. I don't like the lying. It's like, keep it a mystery. Keep whatever it is. Like, don't let me know who you're singing about. You sitting up here clearly vocalizing about a female, but then you at the Abbey fucking like, Jesus.
I'm everyone. It's only me.
So,
honey.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Let's all be realistic here.
Well, Mama June plans to go from not too hot. You know, Honey Boo Boo's mama.
Oh, right.
She's getting a new reality show on WE TV February 24th, and she needs to be on Revenge Body Chloe show, because that's a snooze fest. Maybe she'll spice it up a little bit. She wants to lose weight.
That would actually be really cool. I would like that.
It'll be hilarious. I think Honey Boo Boo and her entire family and Mama June would just take over the show, though, because they have such a big personality, and they'd be like, Chloe who? First of all, the Kardashians have like,
let Mama June come out looking like Chloe, like
well, she just needs some money to make it happen. Fat transfer, because that's a thing.
It is. And is she still with the guy?
No.
Mama June isn't?
No.
They really broke up? Oh, that's so sad.
No, it's not. It's good for her. She needs to focus on herself. And I think that this reality show will be
good. Spaghetti with ketchup. That was... I will never forget that.
So good.
I will never forget that. That was a whole new world. Ariel, Little Mermaid for me. I was just like...
I really... really hope that she gets to a healthy weight.
I would be happy. I would genuinely be happy for her.
Yeah.
So I hope that so it's on WeTV.
February 24th.
And it's about her losing the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
I don't like the title From Not to Hot because no, I kind of feel like you are basically saying.
Well, they are.
In her, she's just fat and sloppy and ugly. But no one would want her. She doesn't have how many boyfriends? So.
Yeah, well. Look.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like the title, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it's like the Hercules, you know what I mean? Zero to hero. Here we go, girl.
Well, talking about zero to hero, let's go from hero to zero. Tina Campbell stands by Donald Trump. Mm. She says that...
I think Erica Campbell just came out and said something, too.
Let's talk about Tina first. One of the Marys. So, basically, she says that she doesn't necessarily agree wholeheartedly with everything that Donald Trump says or any of the executive orders. However, she is going to stand by him and she's going to support her president. Cool.
I'm trying to figure out how to make sense of what that says. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna believe in Jesus. I'm gonna step into the Jesus shoes right now. You know what I mean? Jesus, all he wanted was for us to love. You know?
Okay.
And so maybe where she's coming from,
I can love you from a distance.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that is where she is. Maybe she is from a distance, and that's why she's saying. But
why even come out and make any kind of statement is my thing.
Like, is she gonna drop a record or something?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, at this point, I just think Trump's name is just. This canon, like, honestly, I don't even want to talk about it. And I don't, and not that I want to ignore it, but it's just, I just want to focus on positive things right now. Because I don't know what he's doing. And to be
But it's important to know what he's doing.
No.
You cannot ignore it. You have to. The first step is educating yourself on his policies and what he is doing so that you can help in any way possible. I know that it can be very overwhelming, and it's important to take a day off. Today was my day off from politics. I'm like, I cannot do it. I need to, and then here I am. But it's really, I hear so many people saying, oh, I'm just ignoring it.
No.
Like, what's been going on?
When I say ignore it, it's about ignoring it on that media level. I think
that's the best part.
But it's not, because that's what keeps people. That's what keeps us in this anxious this moment. And it to me, it's about, we know it's wrong. We've been complaining about the same shit for how many years? So the point is to go to your community and to start in a small place, because once everybody starts doing that, it starts seeping outward and it starts becoming us as a bigger community. Right now, we're all separated, so we're listening to this media that's telling us this stuff, and it's just like,
well, honey, I am
out,
the
girl.
Media that's telling and educating. Follow me, Ashley Gray TV, because I keep it all the way real. So if I'm the media you talking about, I literally feel that you have to follow the media. You have to follow credible media sites. I love me some Mother Jones. It's like an off the beaten path. CNN, no. Oh, of course they're going to be messy and Fox.
Girl, but
seriously.
I mean, they all
and
right
then you
now.
Have Donald Trump claiming that the New York Times is fake news, blah, blah, blah. But you have to stay on top of it. You cannot sleep on what's going on today in the world, because it definitely has an impact and you are going to be affected directly. I am not even going to say indirectly. Ish is about to go down. Meet me tonight, LAX, for the protest. Bam.
All right, well, Azealia Banks was out here protesting, too, on Rihanna's wall, because Rihanna posted this picture of her with the quote saying, "This is what an immigrant's face looks like."
Wait, Rihanna did that? Oh, wait, so she posted a selfie?
Rihanna posted it. It was, like, one of the pictures from,
I got something to say about that, too.
What, with Rihanna?
No, because somebody posted something that says, if it wasn't for immigration, or if it's something like that, then I wouldn't be here. And I get what they were saying, but my take on that was, people don't want to be black. They always want to be mixed with something. Because they had recently posted something about, like, at Ancestry.com and how they were, like, half European and half this. And I'm like, where the black at? Because, honey, you look blacker than night.
That's the picture Rihanna posted.
Yeah.
So Azealia Banks went under there and wrote, What Rihanna meant was, I grew up playing soccer in a dirt yard with a with a coconut and open my legs for any motherfucker who think I can get to write me songs or buy me drugs. I can barely perform because I line my brown blunts with crystal meth and am often very winded on stage.
Ponder replay.
Why? What are you doing, Azealia? Like, Azealia Banks is just at home with a fucking closet full of chickens doing her baruka. What is the thing that the fucking bruja? The fucking voodoo shit. You saw the picture
but
she posted?
I can't come for her because that's somebody's religion. And I can't.
I'm okay.
So go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
Religion,
do your thing, Azealia.
I don't
want to
see the pictures. This bitch posted a picture of a closet with... where she cut up this chicken.
I know, but like respectfully, a lot of people are like so miseducated when it comes to stuff like that. Like, voodoo to me is not something that you should be scared of. It's actually like it's some people practice it, especially like in Louisiana and down south, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Anyway,
so
I
then
digress.
She went on to do this.
You love chicken nuggets, so you would eat the chicken. So, save the chickens. I don't get it. Screaming in an empty room, yet you are listening and responding to each and every single post. Rihanna, stop being so dumb. You should come uptown. Come uptown. Let me make you some fucking chicken nuggets, bitch. I got a cage full of chickens sitting in the fucking back room, bitch. Come uptown. I'll make you some chicken nuggets. I'll make you some real fucking chicken nuggets.
Okay. She's... You know what? It is what it is. I really feel like that's someone that we don't need to be giving attention to. We talking about Trump.
I think she's entertaining.
She is entertaining, but it's kind of borderline mental. Like,
yeah, I know what I mean.
Something is wrong. Something is off. And I don't know what it is, but she doesn't make... Something in my spirit, something about her don't sit right with me.
I mean, you
are I never want to be in the same room
Russell
with her.
Crowe. threatening Rihanna with your chicken. Closet of chickens. Like... Yeah.
Ooh, I can. Reality X Azealia.
I ain't gonna catch you outside because you might mean it. With like,
Azealia's insane.
How about that?
Well, let us know. Hashtag VHL Reality Check. Do you think that she's incredibly insane, Azealia Banks? Do you think that Mama June is gonna make that transition from
zero
not
to hero
too hot? I don't like that. Mama June, you know you fine. You just gotta lose a little bit of a healthy weight. Get to a healthy weight. Healthy and do it the right way. Don't do it like the
Ashley
Kardashians.
Be getting up and down her soapbox so quickly.
I like, do. I know. I like to be messy, but you know. Anyway, let's move on to Malia Obama. She was recently seen at the Sundance Festival, and she was out there protesting. Mm. No, D. Dakota Access Pipeline. I really love, because Barack Obama recently, President Barack Obama, so sorry, that's still my president. He recently spoke about his daughters and how proud he was of them, and he was just like, they're brilliant individuals, and I really feel like they're going to make a difference in this world, blah, blah, blah. And here she is. Go ahead, girl.
I mean, I think it's great. I think it's, you know, when he's the president, it's hard to shine and be...
Oh, he about to come back and wreak havoc. When is he coming back from vacation? I'm asking for a country. We need him right now.
So I think it's dope. I think it's dope that she's doing it so quickly. Like, it's like, oh, I ain't missing a beat. I ain't skipping, so...
So Ricky Smiley's son said recently on this show... that he doesn't date black girls. He just doesn't find them attractive. He'd rather date a foreign.
What does that mean? A foreign?
Like something that black girls hear all the time growing up. Do you want to know how many times I've heard? Like, just someone who looks exotic. A lighter skin. Curly hair. Not too curly. They don't like a kinky curly.
So like a mulatto.
Yeah. Or Latina. Spanish. Something like that.
Hmm. I mean, okay, you know what? Honesty. There you go. Let's start with the positive.
Or being an idiot.
Hey, let's start with the positive. You're honest about being an idiot.
First of all, we all look so different. So how can you just X out an entire race of women because of your freaking judgment?
I mean,
it's just like so dumb.
It is, but how much out of context is this comment too?
Not at all, because Ricky came for him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, so his son, Ricky Smiley's son?
Ricky Smiley came for his son and was like, he's a freaking idiot. And this is not okay. I'm not okay with it. I'm like, do you know your mama black, your daddy black, your auntie's black, and so you just gonna dis? And he was like, no, it's not that I don't feel like they're not like. I mean, I feel like they're cool. Like, we're friends. That's we can great. Be friends. I'm like, okay, cool. Cool, bro.
Well, you know what? That's doing a... he's helping the sisters out by not dating them because he sounds like a freaking tool. So, you know.
Reality X that. Keke Palmer sues Trey Songz.
I'm up and down about this on so many levels. I mean, okay, I feel like this. So, Keke was chilling at a party. And I've been to parties similar to this, you know, where you're just chilling. And sometimes out here in LA, like, you don't want to get dressed up. Sometimes you just on some chill shit. And people don't know how to act out here. And, you know, people don't have budgets and they don't know how to do things correctly.
No, you didn't just come for Trey. You didn't have a budget. They were freaking filming with an iPhone 6, not even a 7 Plus.
So it's just like, you know what I mean? And people will be like telling you, oh, we filming a video. Like, I didn't see the bitch walking around with no waivers, like, that I have to sign. You know what I mean? Like, no, like, I didn't see anything. I didn't sign anything. So for me, Keke's upset because she said she told them no 4 times. She told the assistant no. She told the actual, because it's not, it wasn't even a Trey Songz song. It was some random guy. She told the main guy no. She told Trey no. And then she told them all no again. Like, as she, like, went into a closet and trying to hide from this iPhone that's trying to record a video. And, again, like, just another thing, guys. Like, you know, I'm all for entrepreneurial skills, but, like, filming a music video off your iPhone and, you know, harassing celebrities, like, just not cool. So she said that this is, like, a sexual harassment thing. And I definitely would agree. Like, I know some of my female friends, when they get put into situations like this, the guys, they kind of throw themselves at them, and it gets intimidating, and the girl doesn't want to be the one left out.
Do you think that Keke is doing the most by actually suing Trey Songz? They have been friends since Keke was 12 years old. That's like me suing you. Like, Jesse, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, bitch, didn't I say I don't want to do it? And then 5 days later, I sued you.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, really? If that's the case, she would have mad stuff to do that to me, too. She'd be telling me not to post stuff all the time.
All the time, like, just, I don't want, no, don't do that. Don't post it.
Right. And what do I do?
Post it.
Sister.
The only thing that I will say, I do agree with Keke and you when it comes to, if I'm going somewhere to just chill, do not put me on your social media. Especially if you didn't ask me first. I do not like when I'm hanging out or, like, having a drink or anything, dancing, and then someone all of a sudden just has their camera out and recording me. Bruh, I don't even know you like that. So why are it, no. And then they get offended when you're like, oh, could you delete that or can you not, like, film me? They literally get upset. I'm like, okay. So, and it's kind of like nowadays you got to kind of watch yourself if you're, like, in a social setting to make sure that you're not on somebody's Snapchat.
And just leave. Honestly, like, that's at that point, at this point in my life, I'd just be like, well, this ain't the situation.
But this is even like friends. And I agree with, like, Keke and Trey. It's like literally friends. We were just out last weekend and we were literally at brunch. And my friend, like, pulls out a phone and starts, like, recording us. And I'm like, bruh, like, I don't want to, like, did you get me on your, because I didn't want to be on your Snapchat. Like,
well, I smoke weed, but you won't see me, you won't catch me on the Snap.
Y'all go to any of my social medias, y'all never
catch
see no
me
liquor.
On the gram.
No.
No, on the gram, I look like Jesus. I look like Jesus. I was going to say Jesus' son. I look like Jesus' son.
Or one of his disciples. Mm-mm. I'm just saying. Yeah, I specifically do not post stuff like that.
So, all right, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I get the point of, like, suing and, like, wanting to make it a thing so that you understand. I wish it was with somebody else and not, like, your friend.
I would have just been like, look, Jory, I didn't want it. Like, I think she took it to the extreme. She's suing the most.
Hopefully, though, she's just doing it so it causes a story and she's going to drop the charges so that way it's just, you know what? Like, don't play with me.
I'm so over these celebrities and these storylines.
I mean, honestly, like, Kris Jenner, what have you done to our
community?
It's
just so... And then, but you know what's hilarious? Because the Kardashians have been trying to, like, come up with some storylines, and they have been failing.
Yeah,
and it's so refreshing. I'm, like, I'm kind of over them. And you know what? It's because Trump is the biggest reality star right now in America. I hate to say that.
Yep.
Because he's the president. My gosh. But yeah, so I recently saw an image of, well, Teyana Taylor clapped back at a air quote fan. So she was with her daughter, and it looked like she had a leash on her daughter. And the fan was like, oh, this would be all cool if you didn't have a dog leash on your daughter. And so Tiana said, well, if you take the glasses off, you will see that it's my hoodie and not a dog leash. Here's my thing with that. I remember being on, like, a leash. Oh, I don't want to call it.
Who cares? It was a fucking leash. It's a fucking leash. It's a human leash.
But listen, it was a harness. It was for safety reasons. I remember being in one if we were like at an amusement park or if we were at the mall on a busy day. I would be in a harness leash.
My brother would be attached to me. We had these little arm ones. It would attach to my mom's ankle, and it was a rainbow with this little red. I remember it. I used to actually like it because I didn't want to have to hold my mom's hand. I could, like, go do my
whatever
own little
you
thing.
Wanted to do.
And my mom didn't have to wear. I mean, her hand was like. So it's worse for the parent than it is the child. But, like, who for years, people want to make fun of people for this. I'm like, you act like your parent probably didn't have that. If you grew up in the 80s, 90s, you probably were attached to a Velcro freaking thing.
That's why I was like, I'm not mad at Tiana if she would have been like, yeah, actually, it's a safety harness that I use for my daughter, and left it at that. Well, or not Mark, even responded.
Mark, are you still engineering us?
Mark,
did you use one? Did your parents ever use one of these things?
To be perfectly honest, I don't remember.
You've never seen these before?
No, I've seen them before, but I don't remember if my parents used it on me or not. I remember like a wrist strap like you got, but not like a full harness.
Yeah. No, oh, my mom didn't move all the way to that.
I was wild. I was in that full harness. I was wild, y'all.
I can imagine. You just probably wanted to be talking to her. Ashley's just talking like, bye. I can just imagine.
Oh, I wasn't
you
allowed
as a
to have my
kid.
Hand on my hip. Take your hand off your hip. That's my mom.
Oh, I can just imagine. Like, oh, okay. So instantly, too, like...
I was not all of that attitude. No, I wasn't allowed. That's why I'm so extra now.
All that suppression.
Can we talk about Delete Uber? So there is a...
I mean, I don't use them anyways. I use Lyft.
I do. I have been using Uber lately because it's been so... Because they're competing with Lyft. So literally, I have been able to take an Uber from like downtown to Hollywood for $3. It's an Uber pool. And no, it's legit. And so
you have to like get with random people.
Yeah, but it's sometimes you don't even do it. Like, it depends on who they pick up. And like everyone, it's better than taking the bus. I mean, sure. I'm all about public transportation because a homie don't be wanting to drive everywhere. So anyway.
I love driving.
I don't.
Love it.
So do you think that people should be boycotting Uber right now?
Well, so Uber apparently, I just saw something, they're donating $3 million to refugees.
That was after the backlash.
Yeah. You know, they're like, well, so my thing is I didn't see what Uber initially did. So they're just saying they support Trump. Like, they're standing behind him as a president. They're
so
Erica
yesterday Campbell. During yesterday during the protest, and there were a lot of people in New York at JFK protesting the Muslim ban, and the came out, the New York taxi drivers came out with a statement saying that we're not going to be, like, we're a part of this protest as well. We're not going to be picking anyone up from the airport. So Uber is like, oh, well, let's take advantage of this and go cash out. So
cash me outside.
Right.
The airport.
And the CEO of Uber released a statement saying that, you know, this is, like, we stand by... We don't necessarily support Trump, but
we
provide so many jobs to so many people all around the world, which I do get because I feel that if you boycott Uber, the immediate effect is going to be on those who need a job, not the CEO, not any of the executives. So I kind of am hot and cold about this.
I didn't know that was it. Leave them alone. Like, what are y'all doing? Come on. Like, first of all, there are people, just regular people, who have to travel, who are coming from the airport and have to travel. Lord knows, child, if I was coming home this weekend. God knew that I needed to be home from last weekend. Oh, if I came in this weekend, you know what?
Well, they would have been like, they would have looked at you like, no entry.
Probably. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I mean? And I would have talked my way out of that situation. Then I would have been irritated at any motherfucker that was stopping me from getting an Uber because I ain't paying no $80-something from the yellow cab to take me all the way up to North Hollywood. So, I thought it was on a whole nother level. I thought they came out and were like, we support Trump. Like, they just catching jobs. They catching the penny. Like, they out here. I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah,
like,
that's I don't know how I feel.
For everyone. And then now they're stepping out like, look, even though y'all still want to hate us, we're going to do 3 million. Lyft only did one. We're going to do 3. And we still going to pick you up. How about that?
Well, shoot, my last Uber experiences were amazing. So I don't know how
my
I
last
feel.
Two Lyft were amazing. Were cool.
I have not done Lyft yet because it was when I downloaded the app, it was too difficult for. I'm like, I mean, what? Can I just get a freaking ride? I'm like, forget this, Uber.
Oh wow, total opposite experience.
Really?
I feel total opposite.
So that's how you felt about Uber?
Yeah.
Oh, see, Uber was, I was...
And then, like, the thing with Uber, like, people be having, like, the most random thing. I'm like, why you got all this candy back here?
Oh, I love that. I mean, the only thing I don't like is when they talk to you. I'm like, friend.
Well, see, my Lyft is that. These two girls talk.
No,
this one girl
no.
was telling me about her whole life. I'm like, girl, I don't care that you lived in Ohio for this many years.
No.
I just want to get home. And if there was protesters outside, I would have wanted to shoot her.
And then I was like, and I'll be purposely in my phone so that they'll, like, okay, social cue. She doesn't want to talk. They still be talking.
No, I'll click.
And then I get out the car.
Eye closed, like,
I get out the car and they be like, 5 stars, please. I said, I'll think about it.
Wait, someone told you to?
Yes, but it was in a very cute way. It wasn't like, give me 5 stars. He was just like, oh, so are you going to give me 5 stars? I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Nope. How about that?
Where does Danielle live?
Can we bring Danielle in the
Where
show?
Does she live, though? No, I don't want her in here.
Oh, my God, please.
No,
Ashley.
No, because I will get offended quick.
I know, but it'll be so fun.
And then she'd be like, you can catch me as I'm like, what are you talking about? First of all, I'm too old to fight.
Oh, my God.
That is ridiculous.
We need Danielle. Can someone please find that information for me? Someone will watch. Someone's going to give me Danielle's information. I will get, if you do this, I will make sure that I try to get this girl on the show. If I have to get her here myself, I will find a way. And if y'all
good.
Need some help on some transportation, some hotels you all want to travel this year, hit me up on social media. I got some discounts for you. How about that?
Well,
you got another one?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Nice guy.
He shared a really sweet picture of him. Who is this? This is. Is that his son?
Okay. We want to thank you guys for tuning in.
No. I was like, because I'm nervous to put some ad lib to it. But no, because I normally only see him turning up. And who is his baby mama?
Bitch, at the Golden Globes, me, Daryl, are walking.
Wait, no, but seriously, do you know who his baby mama is? Because this baby looked brown.
I haven't paid attention to Cuba Gooding Jr. since he did Jerry Maguire. Like,
I got to look him up. I got to see if he dating this. Because this baby looked brown.
The Love Boat gay movie, whatever it was.
Love Boat gay movie?
Wasn't he in that? What was that boat one where he was like the gay, with all the gays on the gay cruise ship? Cuba Gooding?
No.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just saying no. I don't know.
So look, so we were at the Golden Globes. Me and Daryl are getting ready to leave, and we have the camera kit. All of a sudden, this man and this little person start walking up, and he just grabs the case and just starts going with the case. And me and Daryl are like, well, wait, you can't just turn around. It's Cuba Gooding Jr. Then he gonna take the little person and throw the man on the floor, put his arms behind his back. I think I have pictures somewhere. And he's like screaming, arrest this little man. He stole their camera.
I would have died.
I wish I could have pulled my phone out and snapped. It happened so quickly, but that's my
I'm telling you, every time that crazy. I'm with Daryl, something crazy like that happens. Like, that happened with...
I wish I was going to go to the NAACP Awards with you guys.
Who's doing it? That's off mic.
Wait, I thought it was you and Daryl. Okay. I'm going to a wedding, so... Oh. And they got money, so I was like, oh my God. It's going to be a big Armenian wedding. And they're going to think I'm family. I'm going to be like, yeah.
Aw, who are you going with?
Actually, Tiana's going to be there.
Oh, T.T. Boo? Who is this person? Do I know them?
Off camera, and I was like...
Look, well, that was all for today. #BHLRealityCheck. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Boom, everywhere DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Catch me outside.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook,
tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
How about that?
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.